Hey folks, this is Todd from TM Hunt Custom Knives.
Oh my.
There I was, minding my own business. I don't give a two penny about your moral conundrum. Hey, is this thing on? There's absolutely no excuse for what we are about to do.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, can I go now?
Yeah, you can go. I forgot your name to ride the lights.
Okay, so I imagine that I'm totally going to regret this, but we are going to call this episode one of the Toddcast. What is the Toddcast, you ask? Well, I'm glad that you asked because, I really can't answer that. It's going to be the world of knives and knowledge as far as I'm concerned, with a little bit of dash of special guests, and who knows where it may go. So I apologize in advance for anything that is going to be, shall we say, inappropriate, because I would say that's going to be about 90% of it. But anyway, you guys, if you are here and listening, I assume you know who I am. And today...
I apologize.
Who apologizes?
I do.
Oh. The voice you just heard is my confident and capable sidekick from Kindred's Computers, the man behind the curtain, so to speak. And I imagine he's probably going to chime in every once in a while. You want to say hi, Spencer?
Hello.
Hello. And tonight for our first episode, our first official episode, shall I say, is a friend of mine that is near and dear to me and can also tell you quite a bit about the history of TM Hunt Custom Knives, because he was here basically when it was birthed so many years ago, and that is my good friend Corey Murphy. Corey, would you like to give a brief description of who you are, what you are, when you are, how you are, and who you may be?
Well, shit, is that it? Let's see what I can come up with.
Well, we also will need your tax records, your banking account number, and any kind of...
I'll take the bank account number.
A sperm sample for...
Stool sample test. Would be better for
taste test as well, yeah.
Yeah. A stool sample would be better for what this circus is going to be, I'm quite sure. But, hey, the floor is yours.
Well, that's sad. I got to do my own intro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's always fun. Corey Murphy. Murph Nuge. Been around here for what? I don't know. A good bit. I don't even know how long I've been around here.
I haven't been able to chase him off yet. It's
nope.
Been...
You've even ran out of beer, and that didn't scare me off.
Yeah.
I knew where to get a resupply.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't know. Factory worker by day. Sleeper by night. That's pretty much
That's
it.
That's exciting.
I'm not a superhero or anything. It's not Darkwing Duck, okay? I'm just a guy that does some things. And
what kind of guest are you having around here, man?
Goes to bed after some stuff. That's what I do.
What kind of stuff?
Things that might not be interesting. Unless they're on Instagram under the right light and filtered.
Yeah, like those thigh legs.
Like those thigh highs. If you're into extremely white, pasty thighs.
But I think it's... I think it's fair to say that Murph, you and I have been really, really good friends for a very long time. And,
absolutely.
And you have done a lot to not only help me get this little knife business of mine off the ground, but you and I have been through some pretty cool stuff and some pretty shitty stuff. And yeah, so it, like I said, it didn't seem fair to me to have anybody else as my first guest than you. So I thought you might want to talk a little bit about how, Well, about how we met and a little bit about TM Hunt Custom Knives from your perspective, because, well, honestly, I don't remember.
That was during the dark days.
Yeah, the dark days. You know, we've had some dark days, but we've had some really good ones too. So
had a lot more better ones, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could give a little bit of introduction as far as that goes.
Well, okay. So I was born a poor black boy in Alabama.
And now you're what?
It's miraculous, I know.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
That's another same movie shit. You probably don't know.
No.
This poor guy. No, I don't know, man. Well, let's see. You and my mom worked together.
Yep.
In porn.
Oh. No.
No. At work in a factory, yeah. And you guys have worked together on the same line for a good bit.
Years.
I don't know how long or whatever. Back when your hair was still of another color other than white.
But it's still there.
In the back. And so anyway.
Party in the front.
So no, I remember mom came home one day asking about, she was talking about knives, and I was kind of always into knives as a kid. And this was still, I believe, in high school when she came to me about this.
God, was that long
ago? It was a long time ago, dude. And I'm 38 now.
But write this down because I always get it wrong.
What, 38? I was going to say 36, but
I'm 7 or 8 years older than you.
I think you're 8 years. You're like my ex-wife. You're 8 years older than me, I believe.
Oh, my God.
I powered through. But anyway.
She threw out a hip or anything?
No, never.
Okay. All right.
Tried. But anyway. Yeah, so, no, the whole thing is, mom came home to me one day and asked about if she gave me, I don't know what the options were. It was like a couple things for my birthday or something, what I'd want. And she said, or a custom knife made by a friend of mine at work. He kind of does this as a hobby, and he said he could do it. And da, 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 da. And I said, okay, cool. And that was it. I didn't give her any direction as to what I wanted, because at the time I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew I'd had those cheap, crapistani boot knives you get at Friendship or, you know, Valonia days. They're like $12 or something and worth about.
Nobody here knows what Friendship.
Well, that's here and there. It doesn't matter. Crapistani. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So these cheap little Peter Pan looking bullshit boot knives. They know Peter Pan, I think. Yep. He probably doesn't, but anyway. So that's what she
Dora
came back.
The Explorer, do you know that one?
Hola, soy Dora. So she came back with this knife and I was blown away, and then she got my brother one. Well, we'd had those things for years, never used them because, you know, really, I was scared to death to use it because the thing had such a high polish on it. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, they probably sucked.
Well, no, but I mean, they're cool. One day they just need to get a shot. You just need to mix them in with something on the table. And Jerry D will be the only one that'll pick them out. He won't even know what they're from. But it was pretty cool. And then later, when I started working there, after, you know, the Marine Corps and all this stuff, and I cultivated an even deeper love for knives and shit, then I came into work with you, and I think I approached you about a knife one day. I don't know if we want to name it or not, but I had seen a movie with a rather famous knife that had a storied background and probably brought a lot of people into the knife world.
Go ahead.
And
I'm not scared.
The Tom Brown Tracker. I had seen it in a movie, The Hunted, with Benicio del Toro and Tommy Lee Jones, and was enamored that this knife could fly 50 feet and still poke through a tree.
Oh, and go straight.
And go straight.
Yeah.
And be pulled out with one hand by the other guy and look clean through it. I thought this was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
This knife never did any of those things.
Oh, no.
But anyway, and it was a really cool movie, regardless of all the bullshit surrounding it. But I remember approaching you with that, and I think they had a life-size layout in the magazine of it, and I said, man, that's what I want. Can you make one of those?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, really?
I think I made it off the actual profile.
This is before either of us had been on Blade Forums.
Yeah.
So anybody that's into knives knows Blade Forums. We were not on there at this point at all. I think maybe I was. But I had pulled this up, had no schematics of this or anything. It was just kind of like, hey, man, I think it was Knives Illustrated or Blade or something like that. And you could probably find the article somewhere, but it's like, hey, here's that knife. And I think you drew it out on some plexiglass. And I think I still have the plexiglass.
Is that right? I remember making a plexiglass template for
it. And we had put Becker handles on it because that's what I wanted, because that's what I carried in Iraq both times. And I loved those handles. And I wanted that on that knife. And at the time, I didn't know Ethan Becker, so we didn't really ask for permission. It just kind of got slapped on there, and then I threw it up on the forums later, and it was met with
disgust.
Let's say mixed reviews. Yeah, and then that came back, and then turns out we were, I think I was hanging out here while you were making it, and then I think Wayne Craig, right, was the guy that made the sheath for it. Was that his name, Wayne?
God, your memory is so much better
than mine. No, my memory sucks. I just remember some things I already drowned.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne Craig. I still got the blast.
First sheath, I think, man.
That's the blast from the past, man, because.
That's why you had to start making your own sheaths.
That was the start of it, because for one, he was 2 hours away.
Yep.
And oh my God, I forgot all about him.
And he died of cancer, is that correct?
Well, I heard that he had cancer that put him in, last I heard, and like I said, that was, going on 15, 20 years ago now?
No, it wouldn't be that long.
Sure.
No, dude.
Yes.
I ain't been hanging around here that long.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get rid of y'all. Yeah.
That wouldn't have been that long for that. Knife you made me, the first one, might have been 15 or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But the grunt, we called it.
You're right. The last I ever heard from about him was he had a level 4.
Stage 4,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, are we talking hurricane?
Shut up, Spencer.
I just want to make
sure. You're fired.
Okay.
Leave all your shit, though.
Okay.
He had some kind of intestinal cancer, and they took out most all of his guts. And,
And from what I know about John Wayne movies, you need your guts to live.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Certain parts of them, anyway.
Most of them.
But, okay. Well, yeah.
Anyway, so then that, I think then I started hanging around here to see that through, and then that turned into, let's design a better one of those, and then that turned into, hey, let's take this on Becker Mountain and the Gathering, and that turned into come with me to that, and it spun out of control from there, and it was just a whirlwind, it seemed like, at one point. Could never get rid of him.
I think we can both say that.
I think we're both at this point.
At this point, we're both like, man, I couldn't get rid of him. I think
maybe we even wrote some breakup letters to each other at a certain point, and we still came back around.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's pretty much all. I don't know. What else you want me to go into right there?
Well,
that's,
you can tell the good people on how talented I am, and handsome, and skillful, and loving. And
Well, good night, everybody.
That's basically how, right, I
that was
remember
kind of the meeting there.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the fact of not being able to get rid of you was I put you to work, correct?
Yeah, you said if you're going to hang around here, you need to start doing something. I wanted to.
You got lost.
Yeah, I just got stuck here.
Actually, Murphy was around here for the very, very first knives that I would actually consider my point of being professional, because I made my first knife back in 1998, but I never even thought about turning it into a career until about 2013. Well, 2013 was when I did it, but I never even thought about turning it into a career until about 2011.
Okay.
And I never really had any help, but Murphy would come down and we'd drink a few beers, 2, 3, 12.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. And so you got to be on the labor intensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cutting everything out by hand, sanding everything by hand,
when M18s were still cut out by hand. We were still factoring in on the cost. We were still factoring in a blade was what, about $20. And we were factoring about a blade and a half for two M18s.
Oh, you're talking about the bandsaw blades.
Yeah, the bandsaw blades. Yeah, where I would like, I was a saw jockey. Yeah. I'd ride that damn thing back here, and I had a pad that I set on to ride that thing.
Yeah, I can't believe you ever stuck around after that.
Oh, I thought that was fun. That was, dude, we went through so many damn pair of gloves.
Gloves, blades, beers.
A lot of beers.
A lot of beers.
And a lot more beers.
It's, anyway, needless to say, Murph has been a figure around here ever since the beginning of time, as far as TM Hunt professionally became to be known as TM Hunt. And so, yeah, I just wanted to start our first podcast off with him as my guest and say a little bit about the history of what's going on here. And I don't know, see where we go from there. As you all know, we are coming off of a Thanksgiving that we just had
yesterday.
So to give a timeline on how irresponsible my computer guy is going to be on how long it takes him to get this.
So this comes out after Christmas.
Out to the world. Yeah. If this comes out after Christmas, you've heard it right here, right now, on how long it takes him to do his work. But we had we had Thanksgiving yesterday, and I trust that I didn't get to talk to you yesterday.
Posted by Thanksgiving 2021 now.
There you go. You got a whole year.
Yeah.
But I trust that you had a good Thanksgiving.
It was great. It was a good time. Like I said, we went down to my grandma's because we all live about 2 miles of each other. I'm about 2 miles from my mom, and she's about 2 miles from my grandma, and like triangularly, if that's a word. We live about 2 miles from each other.
It's like Calundrum.
Yeah, Calundrum. Like, but yeah, if you like set it up in a triangle, say, we're all about 2 miles away from each other. It's pretty cool. But you know, grandpa being passed now and all that stuff, it was good for her to have family around. She's 70 something years old and doesn't give a shit about this coronavirus. She'll wear a mask in town and all that stuff because, you know, the young kids want her to, but she doesn't really give a damn. And in fact, she retired from the school after all these years, and now she's a, I don't know what they call that, but it's like the bus monitor that checks temperatures and stuff for kids. She does that.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't that kind of like putting you in the line of fire? She's like, I don't care. It gives me something to do.
Yeah.
And it basically gives her a purpose and something that she can focus on. And she's just a sweet old lady. I mean, of our family, she's the one that deserves sainthood.
Yeah.
So she's put up with me, my mom, my grandma, or my grandpa, and now my daughter, who's cut from the same cloth as the previous three.
That she is.
And my grandma definitely earns it. So
as far as the COVID goes, you didn't really, it really didn't restrict your Thanksgiving at all.
No, none.
Cool.
I mean, you know, and to the people out there listening, you know, I'm sorry if it did yours, and I hope you see it through and, you know, peace be with you and all that kind of stuff. But as far as us, we're pretty rural, and there is not a lot of fear here over this stuff.
Yeah. Well, it changed my Thanksgiving a little bit, but I'm not necessarily saying, because my Thanksgiving is absolutely utter chaos every year.
Yeah.
And when I say chaos, we try to go...
Try one.
First one.
Been heard about.
Okay.
We try to go to her mom and dad's every year. When I say her, I mean my wife. Mm-hmm. And then we also try to go to.
Oh, you're not gay?
I thought you were.
No, woman's not my roommate, for crying out
loud. I thought you just paid her to be.
I thought she was your maid. She said she does everything around here. Yeah. And
she's my wife.
I didn't realize that. Well,
I didn't mean like that. I thought you just paid to put on a show front.
Is this how it's going to be? You guys going to team up on me?
Well,
Ed McMahon.
We heard that's how you liked it.
Ooh. But anyway, getting back to Thanksgiving, you know, being thankful for what we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're still on that. Yeah.
It ain't you two shits, that's for sure. But
I think that ought to be the title of the episode. What? At the beginning when thankful. You said, before this is over, I'm going to hate both of you. That should be the title of the episode.
Yes. I think that's probably a good
But story. Anyway.
All right. You let me know when I can go.
Carry on.
All right.
Oh, you, his name's shot. In the light.
Yeah, this is my name in the light, folks. Deal.
You don't even know.
This is the Toddcast, not the...
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you. Obviously, you are mistaken.
Not the Spence cast, not the Murphy.
Ooh, that has a nicer ring to
no,
it.
No, that sucks.
The Spence cast.
The Spence cast.
Maybe that should be the title.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're fired. Leave your shit.
I can turn off the microphone.
Yeah. Can because you just learned how to freaking run the thing. You be sitting over there.
Look at you editing yourself.
I know. That's impressive. Pretty good. All right. Well, I haven't had very many of these yet.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But anyway, first one. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're still back on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Back to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It changed stuff a little bit for us just because I'm not saying my parents are elderly, but they're all bought into all this stuff and everybody's going to come in and give them a hug and everybody's going to get coronavirus and this and that. And my mother and father-in-law, they haven't been necessarily healthy for the last 20 years either. So we all just decided to stay home this year. And actually, of course, it's bad when you can't spend time with your loved ones, but at the same time, it was an absolute, as far as I'm concerned, it was great. Because me and Gina, that would be my wife for you that don't know, and the kids, we all stayed home and we cooked a turkey and we cooked ham and all the trimmings, and that was the first time I've ever done that. And besides, I mean, we even fixed plates for our two dogs, the Golden Retrievers.
Which I heard went really well.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only thing that didn't go good as far as Thanksgiving goes, because today when we got up, both of the dogs equally distributed seven shades of shit all through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they literally shit themselves inside out. And come to find out, I guess turkey fat and stuff like that is not good for the intestinal regions of our canine friends.
From what I know about Golden Retrievers, yeah.
Golden Retrievers?
Yeah, is that what you got?
Yeah, but don't, I mean, wouldn't, what in it, what would matter the breed of the dog?
I don't know, it's just what you have. That's why it's funny. I think it works for all dogs.
Well, I'm just saying.
It wouldn't matter if you had a little Pomeranian.
Yeah,
it
yeah. Either way.
Well, that's my point.
Whatever you have, it didn't work for them.
You got.
Whatever you have, it's funnier than crap.
Yeah. You got a St. Bernard.
Yes.
Did you feed her the same kind of crap?
No.
No, because you're smarter than that.
I'm smarter than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to tell you this for a long time.
Yeah. Well,
no,
he's smarter than you. Violet. Imagine that.
Violet, honestly, does not. That's the St. Bernard. She does not. She gets a lot of food. I mean, I make her, when I make waffles or something in the morning, she gets one.
Young children.
And that dog, yeah, she'll eat kids. She doesn't care. But she'll eat a lot of stuff. Eggs. When I make, you know, eggs over easy for my daughter in the morning, that dog gets at least one scrambled egg because I screw them up. And that dog enjoys a lot of food. But yeah, it's never really hit her. But she also eats cat shit too out of the cat box sometimes. So you know,
why do dogs do that?
Because
I don't know. But I actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that because
I've never been glad I mentioned that. Thanks.
We had a problem because we still got our cat too. Yeah. I mean, he's
that's your problem.
I thought
Leo's pretty badass though.
We have three of them. Yeah.
Your wife's the weird cat.
Exactly.
Lady, isn't she? I seriously thought that Dick Clark would would go to his grave with this cat that we have. But our cat has already outlived him. The only thing he's good for is laying around turning food into shit, but that's a different story.
The cat or Dick Clark?
Both.
Yeah, the cat. And holy shit, I forgot.
Cat shit. Dogs eating cat shit.
Yeah.
You were glad about it.
No, the dogs would eat cat shit when he'd have his accidents or even go in his litter box and eat cat shit. And I actually asked the vet because when Sophie was a pup and Benny both was a pup, they both ate cat shit like it was some kind of delicacy.
Yeah.
And you know what that son of a bitch told me?
He says, do that.
Oh, yeah, that's about it. He basically, he didn't basically say, this is his exact words. He goes, well, you're in luck because we just so happen to have a pill that you can, or a additive that you can pour on the excrement, and it makes it taste terrible.
Worse than ketchup.
I'm like, no.
You can put a pill over top of litter.
It's called cream cheese.
So you're telling me that you can make actual shit taste like, oh, here, put this on top of it. It'll make the shit taste like shit. If that is not the biggest
load of shit.
Load of shit. And you know there's people out there, oh, is it organic?
Yeah.
It's organic.
Certified. Yeah.
Oh, I'll buy it. I don't care.
Paul Barker used to hawk this shit at the end of the
Price is Right. Yeah. I mean,
You know, you would think a dog would just be smart. I mean, my dog's pretty damn smart, but you would think she'd be smart enough to go, hey, cat shit tastes like shit.
Yeah.
I don't eat it.
And I know what people do in that toilet. I'm not going to drink out of it.
Yeah, no, and she definitely does that. Well, I don't do that because I always put the toilet lid down. But any chick I've ever had by, they tend to leave the seat up.
Heathens.
Which we always talk about. We always talk about, like, you know, and I know there's that old joke about women always gripe, you know, that we should put the toilet seat down. Why can't they just put it up for us? But I just want the damn lid down. If you want me to put the stupid seat down, put the lid down.
No.
I broke the barrier.
I am proud to say that we have completely broken my wife on the controversy of the seat.
Really?
Because
she fell in. I win.
That's a different story. But, you know, so she always leaves the top lid up, but the toilet seat that you actually sit on down. Right. Every toilet in our house is that way. Right. It's always that way because that's the way the queen wants it.
That's the way the women want it. Yeah.
So me and Jared, who is my son, we just pee all over him and kind of breaks him.
Yeah. That's what I always heard. Just aim in the ring and, well, you can wipe it down if you want. You know, it's on you.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I mean, well, I'll tell you what, though, having a daughter, and you've got a daughter, but
I do.
Having a daughter kind of woke me up to doing some of those things. Like, I'd go to a public restroom with her, and, you know, as the single dad, or, you know, even when I was still married and I would take her in there by myself, I'm like, let me check the seat because we're in the
guys' room. Oh, it's got to be nasty.
And I know how dudes are, but it's still better than the chick's restroom. I'll look at it. And I would wipe the seat down for her no matter what every time, say, now sit down. And it, like, I became a slave to my kid. Like, let me wipe the seat for you before you sit your ass on it.
It's funny that you say that.
Why is that?
I don't want to interrupt you, but
no, go ahead. That's what I'm saying. That's where I had, because
when you said it was still better than the women's restroom.
Oh, women's restrooms are disgusting.
I have a morbid fear of public crappers.
I know you do.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
You told me you went to the restroom at work like a total like 3 times ever.
Oh, yeah.
18 years.
Scared to death. I am home.
I go there like twice a day.
I am a home crapper, folks. And Murphy, you and I, we have traveled a lot of different states in our time being friends.
Yeah.
And
different knife things, yeah.
I have to, conditions have to be right for me to breach cheeks, if you know what I mean.
Yep, gotcha.
And how many times have we been in Atlanta to the Blade Show? This is actually almost knife related.
7 times now.
7 times. And of course, this last time it was canceled COVID due to COVID.
Up, yeah.
But the
heathens or whatever.
The heathens,
the Philistines. Sorry if you're from Philistine.
Where is
I don't think it exists anymore. Probably like Samaria.
Okay.
Or some shit.
Never heard of that either.
Yeah, it's not existing anymore either.
But I've never really stepped in a woman's restroom before. But there just so happened was one time, you know, the pit at the Blade Show.
Yeah.
It's a very nice hotel. It's a very big nice hotel.
The Waverly Hotel, yeah.
I don't want to say the basement, but would you say the foyer or the...
pit actually is.
Yeah, would you call it...
I'd say it's the foyer, yeah.
The lobby. Yeah, the lobby is what I'm looking for. It is just immaculately flawless throughout the day.
Until we all get there.
Until the pit, when the actual after party every night of the Blade Show happens. And there are Could you take a legitimate guess of how many people you think are in that pit? Because people have asked me, well, how big is it? I'm like, I don't know, what, 500 people, 1,500?
I was going to say 500 to 600 people, yeah. I mean, at any given time. There's people coming and going.
Yeah, you know, I would even guess it's more than that. But anyway.
But it's a big place. There's people hanging out on the like, first story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
In the, what, their stupid, what are they called? Their elevator parties.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But basically, there's two main bathrooms.
Yeah. And it still works somehow.
And most of these people are under the influence of whatever it may be.
Gotta hope so.
And
that would explain a lot.
Very, very little time into this party, I mean, these bathrooms are a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
And we know they're a disgrace. We're expecting them to be a disgrace.
That's why it's nice when we stay there. We can go back up to the room if you really
exactly,
make one happen.
Exactly. But none will there ever be such a disgrace as the one time that I mistaken.
Either one.
And I could have been a little bit under the influence, but I walked into the women's restroom, and what gave it away
was the sign out front before you entered.
No, I was too. Yeah, my vision was impaired. I couldn't read it. But what gave it away is, holy shit, I've seen the men's restroom bad, but I've never seen it this bad. It looked like there had been five murders take place in there. There wasn't a dry spot on the floor. And you know as well as I do, yeah, those restrooms have freaking sitting areas.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like there was crimes committed in there.
And there basically were, with blood and everything.
Jeez.
There are crimes committed in there.
And you had to think when you were in there is some of these women that are coming in here
are good
being extremely
looking.
Sought after by the men that are outside. Would they seek them out if they knew what happened in here with those same women?
I walked in there and I was in shock. I was like, I won't even ever look at my wife in the same way.
But it was just you, right? Like no other woman was in there. Which blows me away.
No
right?
other woman. I'm not a woman.
Saying, but there were no other women in there. You walked in there by yourself.
Oh, no. There was. There were some women in there. And they looked at me awkward, but they didn't look surprised.
Huh. Well, they were like, well, it's Blade Show. I mean, things happen.
It's Blade Show. I assume somebody here that makes knives.
Must be one of those damn DPX people or something. The Boosie crowd.
I was going to say, it's part of the Boosie crowd.
I knew
crowd.
What you were getting ready to say. They don't even come around anymore, which I'm fine with.
I guess we can not depend on a sponsorship from them anytime.
Yeah, not a problem.
But, yeah, what's some of your favorite things about Blade Show, Murph?
Well, we should describe what Blade Show is, Todd. What's Blade Show?
Well, you brought it up.
No, I threw it back in your court, sir.
No. For anybody that's listening, I'm sure you guys probably know what the Blade Show is if you're actually stuck here on the Toddcast. But every year in Atlanta, with exception of this past year to our diabolical plague called the COVID-19.
Miss Rona.
I don't understand exactly how they got Corona out of COVID, but who cares? They say it's a come from China, but then they name it after a Mexican beer.
Okay.
But anyway, it's the largest knife show on the planet, from what I understand.
Yep, in the world, yeah.
And it is held every year, with exception of this one, in Atlanta at the first part of
June. First weekend of June.
First
Cobb Gallery, Atlanta.
And TM Hunt has been a patron there for the last 7 years, and we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of we've had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of help. We've changed crews a couple times.
We've changed crews. Murph has been there ever since the beginning, pretty
year.
Much. Well,
yeah.
1 year he missed out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every year we go, we represent, and we sell knives. And so far, it's always been a pretty good show. But it's going to be – I think it's going to start getting a little bit – strange, because I think that, just in my opinion, I think we have been there and seen the pinnacle of it. Do you, what's your opinion?
This venue, or at least under this command, because
now see, they changed ownership here a few years ago.
Right. And that's when it got weird, right?
Well, I think that was the beginning of it.
Without disparaging the current ownership, because I don't know if you want to bite that hand, but it seems like...
Oh, I'll just go ahead and interrupt you. I don't care to bite the hand, because I'm totally pissed off about the way they handle things anyway, and I can definitely feel that, but I don't want to interrupt
you. Right, right. But what I was thinking was, so they've... I know the 1 year, I think, is when they took over that they changed the press pass thing, and that pissed a lot of the YouTubers off, which who cares about YouTubers? I know, but that's kind of what they did then. So I knew there was like some animosity there with that whole thing being changed over. What else has the new management done? Well, if you want to go that route.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care to talk bad about Blade. Blade is an organization that is there to make money. As far as, them really caring about getting, I mean, they're there to make money.
Right.
And it's just, it just seems, as far as YouTubers go, it didn't just piss off YouTubers. Now, what you're talking is
that's
about,
what I
like,
thought was hilarious, was the YouTubers were pissed off. But
yeah, the YouTubers were pissed off because they couldn't get passes to bring in their cameras and whatnot.
Well, and get in early to scout out the free crap, because they kind of got carte blanche to do whatever they wanted, as long as they had a press pass, which
you knew press pass,
you know, at the time they had like 18 different levels of passes that you could get in under. And now it's like two pass levels, but it's like still kind of broad.
Well, the thing that upsets me is I'm still a pretty small entity, but you know as well as I do, just for what we've got set up, I mean, it's a pretty good piece of work.
Yeah.
And we're one table. Now, we know people. Table,
not a booth.
Yeah, not a booth.
Yeah, yeah.
We know people that have 4 or 5 tables.
Yep.
Fiddleback Forge. We know several people, dozens of people that just have one table.
Yep.
And we know dozens of people that have a booth. And usually a booth just isn't a booth. Usually a booth is a mixture of 2 booths the or 4 booths or 5 booths.
Yeah, lighting, all that stuff.
And as far as what they're considering as an exhibitor's pass, we used to be able to have 2 and then more could be purchased. Well, now it's still only 2 per table. And I think it's a little bit more for a booth, but it's not enough to, I mean, the workload is too crazy. Now, here's also what is terribly stupid to me. We are just a table exhibitor. So we get 2 exhibitor passes, which goes to me and to you, which is always has. Now, if we decide to get 2 tables under TM Hunt Custom Knives, they only give us 1 more exhibitor pass. That is the dumbest thing. If I'm going to pay my full money, getting 2 passes, period. And the thing of it is, my wife and Jared's gone with us for the last several years. And last year when they changed all this, we got them what they was considering an exhibitor pass, but it did not give them the same...
the same rights or privileges.
The same privileges that VIP... Well, they changed that too. It didn't give them... There was people that was... had the VIP pass that was getting in before my wife and my son could, and I'm an exhibitor. That's bullshit. And it's just like, man, there is so much history that is being lost with Blade Show.
Yeah.
And it's like they charge people like Jerry Fisk. They charge people like Ed Fowler. They charge these people that are... absolutely living legends, and they ought to be making sure that they get these people there. They are getting advanced at their age, and they ought to be making sure that they're on the card as an attraction, not something to profit off of.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. And I think that they ought to really seriously take a look at Blade as a as an entity, or, you know, the people that, because, you know, there's what, guilds, and there's what do they call them? The association, the knife maker association, and all that stuff. Like all the different, you know, groups.
But
they've got power in that.
Yeah.
You could take that stuff and say, hey, look, we're looking for another organization that maybe wants to go, that maybe wants to take this stuff and go, hey, we want to look at another venue. Because from what I've been told by Ethan and some other old guys, older guys from the group, the crew, is that, hey, this used to be a traveling show. It used to go from city to city. Every year it had a new location, which is kind of what the NRA does now. They hop from city to city.
Right.
And then they settled in Atlanta because they got kind of made a deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, Atlanta, there's a huge amount of revenue that goes through Atlanta anyway.
But now with all the civil unrest and stuff, different things and all that, you know, especially it's not going to be any better. I don't care who we elect, no matter what.
No.
And I'm not getting political or anything, but I mean, there's always a thing anytime you get a major city. So you get a smaller city, and I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe I'm a little biased. Indianapolis. It'd be a lot easier for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Indianapolis, you ask the NRA will tell you flat out, Indianapolis is one of the best venues they had. They scheduled another stop there, what, two years later or something? I think they went to Texas, then Louisville, and then back to Indy, or maybe vice versa.
Yeah.
But I went to the Louisville show, or the Indy show, and man, it was great.
Yeah.
They really rolled out the red carpet. It was all this pre-corona and all that crap, so there wasn't a bunch of bullshit going on. But yeah. Anyway, I feel like we're getting off track, but we're just talking about Blade shows.
No, and Blade is at least you know,
a whole other episode. Yeah.
Yeah, it's knife related.
Yeah. Yeah. It is knife, which we can keep this totally knife related.
Yeah.
Which is about the shop, so it is knife related.
But Blade isn't about restoring what Blade is. Blade is about how much money can they make. We've seen that in what is, as far as I'm concerned, I call it the detention center. I feel sorry for anybody that's stuck in that other room, and they've done that out of greed.
Yeah.
And which they just opened up about the same time that Blade changed hands.
Yeah, it's almost like a holding cell. They put you there until they can move you in with Gen Pop.
And yeah, like, yeah, and that's the thing. Right now, I've gotten to the point to where, and I understand a lot of people are doing this exact same thing. They're going not necessarily because their business prospers, because it. I mean, you've seen it, man. It takes a lot of it, that show eats a lot. You know, from us coming from Indiana, I mean, we got to clear $3,500-$4,000 just to cover our expenses. And then, you know, now we've been fortunate enough to where we've always done that. But, you know, it gets to the point to where this year we didn't have Blade. And as far as I'm concerned, who did it hurt more? Did it hurt me or did it hurt Blade more? I guarantee it hurt Blade more, because I can stay home and I can send those things, those knives, to dealers and still make the same amount of money and not have the expense. Now, it is cool to network and see your friends and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say is I'm worried it's hurting. And I say our friends, not like our group that we usually hang out with and we go hike with when we're in the area or meet and have dinner with, but the friends that we only see at Blade.
Sure.
And I do consider those people truly friends.
I mean, oh, I do too.
There's
do
people too. We only see at Blade, and I miss it when I don't see them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, at the end, what, as far as business goes, what, and I'm going to sound like a total asshole here, but as far as business goes, what money, What dollar value do you put on that as far as a small business? Mm. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I like going. I like, but at the same time, if I can make more money and stay home and not have to worry about it, I'm curious to know how many other people are in that position. Maybe I'm just lucky. I don't know. And I'm not saying I'm not going, but this year we intend on being exhibitors, but I'm going to be there very, very little because it's also the same weekend that my daughter
is under investigation.
But she will be graduating from high school, which I cannot miss. And as far as I understand, as far as I understand, we're still on page for.
Yep.
Okay.
Still good.
All right. So you heard it there, folks. Corey Murphy is going to be working my table for me.
So if you want
in my absence,
you know who screws me every year? Well, except for that last year, Joe Fu would bring his daughter by, knowing that I had a daughter. And she would roll in with money that she made. And it was like, man, I'd have to give her a huge discount every year.
I always miss her.
That would kill me because she's like, she really likes Stag. I knew that. She likes Stag Handle stuff. And he's like, hey, this is hers. I'm going to let her negotiate this. I'm like, man, every year I was getting screwed on these deals. I'm like,
No. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. So that's his year to make sure she shows up and really fleeces me for some $3,000 bow you made for $50.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'll be like, sure. I got a daughter tugging at my heartstrings. Take it. I'll pay you.
Yeah. Alan was by last night and brought his daughter with him. And, it's the same type of thing.
Yep.
She turned around and walked out with a pile of stuff that I gave her, you know, like, well, remember the crystal that was on the pool thing?
Nope.
That, okay.
Well, I don't pay attention.
That.
Light switches.
Oh, good. You gave her a light switch.
No. There was a crystal hanging here and she liked it.
So it was a light switch.
No, it's not a light switch.
That's what it went on. It was a light switch.
Next topic.
All right. Moving on.
A little plastic
moving on.
Piece.
No, it was actually a real crystal that I...
Was it healing? Was it a healing crystal?
I don't know. It didn't heal
good
me.
Good for back shit, pain. And
no.
Did you do Reiki with it?
What?
Yeah. That what? Kind of dumb shit.
What's Reiki?
I don't know. Some like, kind of made up
bullshit.
Push
the energies through your body.
Yeah, it pushes energy.
Oh, I have no doubt that's what it was for, but it was actually a real crystal.
But it really helped pull the light on and off.
No, actually it was.
Because it was a light switch.
Actually, it was too heavy. That's why I took it off. But she wanted it, so I gave it. Hey, James Gibson's birthday is today.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
James Gibson.
Oh,
happy birthday.
What
else we got?
We haven't discussed the... TM Hunt Christmas thing. Have we?
No.
Do you want to?
Will it want matter to? At this point? I mean, I don't.
I mean, who said this was going to be up before Christmas?
I did.
He's like, I'm making demands now.
Oh, making demands.
So if I set it up by Christmas Eve.
The only thing I got to do is call your wife and say we was done at 7. He was just bullshit.
For those that don't know, his wife and son show. I guess it was your son.
Yeah, it was my son.
Either way.
If not, somebody's got some explaining to do.
Yeah. No, they showed up earlier while we paused.
They don't know we paused.
I was going to say, they don't know we paused.
We say no, we said
we've got the art of editing.
But it was kind of cool. So they showed up, and you know that's when you found out you were in trouble. And I had to hand over your debit card. And
well, I did have to hand over my card.
You are going to be broke.
My kid ain't going to be in my bed when I get home.
Chicken strips.
Well, it won't matter because you ain't getting nothing out of that bed anyway. She told you, so you're
going to be in
all he wants.
I was clearly informed of that tonight.
Yeah, so.
But Christmas show. You want to talk about the Christmas Eve Eve show.
The Christmas Eve Eve show.
That folks, is if I have this up before Christmas.
Todd does not have a stutter. It's actually called the Christmas Eve Eve show.
The Christmas Eve Eve show. TM Hunt Custom Knives with the
wonderful, fantastic, beautiful, handsome. Keep using the
Corey Murphy. Keep going.
With the partnership of our fellow constituent here, Kindred's Computers. Spencer.
It's like, damn, did he stall
I'll
out?
Take that pause out there.
Yeah.
The man behind the curtain. We are going to be hosting a huge online.
Huge.
Huge
Huge.
Huge. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know how huge it's going to be. We're going to be hosting a huge online knife, gear, gadgets, gift certificates, online party on Christmas Eve's Eve. Like I said, I did not stutter. It is going to be on the 23rd of
December. And as you're hearing this, it's going to be on the 23rd of December, 2021.
No. It is going to be yet this year. So you will be responsible for getting off your butt and doing something. But... yeah, what we're going to have is we're going to have many raffle objects. We're going to, you basically will buy in for a spot. We are going to have several custom knives. Several custom makers are also going to be sponsors of this, and there's going to be other things.
I like what his idea was over here.
Nobody cares what his idea is.
A couple beers and three orgies.
But we
just three.
All right.
We might switch it up.
You want to go ahead and finish?
No, you go on ahead.
And there's going to be several knives given away. Custom knives given away. There's going to be several gift certificates for different places to eat and Amazon given away. There's going to be TM Hunt swag given away. There's going to be Kindred's Computer swag given away. And all kinds of great stuff. It's going to be absolutely epic. And if you guys are interested, there will be more details listed on all of our social media pages.
Yep.
Starting...
December 1st.
Yes, but as far as the information, it'll be out as soon as we all wake up and sober up, right?
Well, if you think so. I mean, it'll be on this weekend on social media. But
all right. Well, I'll have to confront.
This podcast may not be on by this weekend.
But I will have to confront my computer guy.
Who's that?
Spencer from Kindred's Computers. That's right. We have to have a word from our sponsor.
Oh,
we have a word from our sponsor.
We'll record them separately.
We'll record them separately. I'm working on them.
Okay.
I'm working on them.
Okay.
I've got some good ones.
Okay.
And we're going to wait until we're live on air to hear them out because...
No, I think we need to record them first, and then you can do them live on air, too.
Oh, okay. Well, you might not like
it. I honestly, as a huge, crazy podcast listener, I like it when they change it up every time.
Oh, I'm going to change
it. Oh, yeah.
So I've got all kinds of crazy shit.
Hey, make sure you say something. Just hit these talking points. I like it when they do a new one every time, and it's organic. Because when you start...
Organic. Yeah, you're using liberal words now.
Because when you... Yeah, hey, no GMOs and all that shit. When you start
is this organic?
But when you start throwing in crap, like, you just hear like that. Like,
I don't want to feed my dog shit.
But you're like, I heard the same ad last week. This sucks. I don't want to listen to this. Like, it happens. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I think in his opener, you know, that they heard.
Yeah.
I think it's going to, instead of it being a woman going, oh, yeah, I think we're going to have a big burly man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to record that? There you go. You just nailed it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Like, well,
Kool-Aid man. Oh,
What else we got to talk about?
Man, we got all kinds of shit to talk about. We just haven't tapped into it.
We're on a track. What do you want to talk about?
Well, we was on.
Pause and come up with something else.
We was on a roll until
until my wife showed up.
Oh, I'm not gonna say that.
Abby, if you're listening, you messed it all up.
She ain't listening now because you ain't gonna get this on for a year.
Well, who knows?
You guys will be divorced before that comes back on.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm just kidding, baby. You know I love you.
Yeah. He'll edit that in.
He'll edit that in at some strategic time. I don't care. I've said worse.
All right.
To better.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Is this all you guys got?
I mean, no. Dude,
we have plenty. You're the one that keeps showing us every 10 minutes what
we're
at. Hey, you wanted me to.
20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Yeah, I understand how to tell time. I got it.
Well, Jesus, I'll just stop. This ain't a motocross race.
Hey, we did a GD.
I did. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
Five laps ago.
You just made my job a lot harder.
Yeah, you're like, if we're going to have a ring girl come around here, we want one that's a little bit more attractive than you. That's all I got to say.
The tit size is good. We need.
I told you everything. I told you everything that he was going to say was going to be totally inappropriate.
But I've maintained. I've stayed pretty. There's a girl I'm trying to impress. Okay, I'm trying to stay somewhat.
If you're trying to impress her,
Is it the one you saw the pictures of earlier?
No. And I think she was like young enough to be my daughter.
Just 10 years younger than you.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's legal.
Yeah. I got her number.
She's got a boyfriend.
So, just because there's a goalie don't mean you can't score. Oh, God.
Maybe I'm not playing the same game. She likes jewelry and tackle in her face.
She doesn't have that much. You can always take it out.
I like that she's like a coloring book. You said she had all kinds of stuff all over.
She is like a coloring book.
Todd's like, come on, let's move on to something.
It is. I mean, it's legit.
What else, man?
From what I was told about the coloring book, she had a boyfriend before.
Did she have the octopus?
No.
Oh.
But he was a tattoo artist. And she just let him do whatever.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's kind of like not sexy.
As a dude, you want your chick to be like, do whatever to me. But if you're a tattoo artist, I guess that's a totally different spectrum.
Yeah. Well, let me draw
a
pink
panther in a zoot suit with a Tommy gun. That'd be
here you go with a big cock and balls right on your forehead. You ever seen a
mustache? Yeah, draw that on me. That's kind of dumb. But anyway.
I heard on the radio today that they were talking about chicks with tattoos. Yeah. About chicks with tattoos. And who was it? I swear to God, he did. On Bob and Tom?
Donnie Baker.
Yeah, Donnie Baker. State law.
Donnie Baker, you still got the boat for something. Man, I swear to God, man, you don't even know about that damn boat, man. Yeah.
Exactly. Donnie Baker. He got on there and was talking about his cousin got a tattoo of Born to Lose on his back, but that $40 didn't pan out because they said Born to Lose. And he was talking about chicks that got tattoos, and he said, as far as chicks go, now, if there's any chicks out there that got a lot of tattoos, I'm not saying that.
We need pictures.
Goes. Yeah, we need pictures.
www.tmhuntcustomized.com.
Our buddy Spencer from Kendra's Computers will set up a place to where you can contact us and show us pictures and cuss us and hate us and all that stuff. But anyway, they said usually
they make a site like that now. It's called OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay those broke bitches.
Yeah.
Chicks with tattoos are kind of, they said that, and my wife's got tattoos. I shouldn't say this, but it's like per tattoo is an issue, like whatever issues. The more tattoos chicks have, the more issues they have.
So they're like cutters. It's like a chick's got an issue, she cuts herself.
Well, I wasn't going that far, you sadistic bastard.
Well, I mean, but they're like, oh, I'll have a drawing out of this.
No, but usually like 7 tattoos was Donnie Baker's limit. He's like, I can deal with 7 issues. Like if you got a daddy issue, you got this issue.
Yeah, but if you got so many issues, you got back issues, I'm getting the hell out.
Yeah, well, evidently.
You're not a magazine subscription whore. I'm moving on.
Evidently.
They didn't stop making pussy when they made yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is going bad. Evidently, to whatever ladies are on there, sorry. Sorry.
To whatever ladies?
I'm doing a poor imitation of her.
To whatever ladies?
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever ladies. I've got to deal with this.
Sorry, Aunt Joanne.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah. All right, next question.
What was the first question? So we talked.
Didn't we talk about knives?
We talked about how I got here. We talked about Blade Show. We talked about.
You want to talk about the time you just about made me get in a fight at the Story Inn in your defense? There I was, minding my own business.
I don't feel like I was. No.
All right. No, let's not talk about that.
It wasn't what happened.
I was sitting there
minding my own business.
Drinking my orange juice, minding my own business, trying to read the good book.
Yeah. Trying to read the Bible in a bar with a bunch of drunks while I'm drinking orange juice. They're the assholes.
Wait a minute.
If I'm in a bar and the guy breaks open the Bible, I have bad news for you. I don't care what kind of bar this is. He's the asshole.
All right, next question.
You're the one. You're this is your podcast, man.
Yeah, your name's in the lights.
You're the one that's got to ask questions. I'm just the
now. Here I was not writing down a list, and I thought I was the better man for it.
I will guide you in directions. I will help steer this. And
yeah, well, the tire rods went out of this son of a bitch about a half hour ago.
you've already went off track. You're in the pit area and running over the crew.
I just walked into the ladies' restroom and saw the big greaser on the floor.
That blade show. what else, man? I mean, we've seen. But okay, so let me ask you this, and I'm going to turn the tides. I'm going to ask you, what made you want to do a podcast? On your own? So here's the deal. This is why I'm asking, because you and I have done several podcast episodes and thrown them up and shit. And,
yes.
You know, they kind of, whatever, went into the ether. I don't even know if they're still around, but they're out there. It's the internet. Just like that dick pic. Anyway. But what made you want to go on your own and say, hey, man, I'm going to do this. And what's your intent with this? What do you want to do?
Well, that's a two-part question.
Well, then answer it in two parts.
Okay, which part do you want me to answer first?
Both.
What made me decide to do a podcast?
Mm-hmm. The sitting across the table.
Yeah, the guy behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Really, you and I, you're exactly right. We've done... over the years, you and I have done several podcasts together.
Yeah.
Whether it be yours, whether it be Versteeg's, whether it be Dan Eastland's or Kyle Daly, all that stuff. I mean, between you and I, we've done several podcasts. To me, the ones that were always the most fun were the ones that you and I did and just sit down and recorded stuff.
Right.
And we had a blast. Now, as far as technology and microphones.
Yeah, we're both kind of retarded.
Well, you're retarded, but I'm retarded-er when it comes to it. And I know nothing about it. And the reason that it intrigued me was... the fact that, one, we had so much fun with it, and it seemed to be somewhat entertaining, and two, I was given an offer that I could not refuse from...
because you owed money to the mob.
...our friends at Kindred's Computers. Mm-hmm. So, what we're going to do is we're going to do a podcast, and we're going to see and just fill it out, and if people find that it's entertaining enough, we're just going to sit there and spew our shit and dump it all on Spencer here and let him sort it out. Because
Spencer's the sifter.
Spencer mm-hmm. asked
we're
going to
shit in it, and he's just going to sift it out and see what kind of peanuts
make
he can
make sure
find.
I can get the corn all out of there.
Yeah.
Spencer asked for it. So sometimes people have to watch what they ask for.
Okay.
Is that a good enough answer?
Works for me.
Okay. You got any more questions?
No. Back to you.
That's all you got?
It's your podcast. You've asked two questions. I've asked half as many as you, and it ain't even mine, so knock yourself out.
Well, like I said, we're just kind of trying to feel this all out and whatnot. We didn't really come in tonight with a agenda or whatnot. But in the future, I would like to do that. And I also have had a very large plethora of people that I think that we can...
Columbia. It just makes me think of the Three Amigos. Would you say there are a plethora? Yes, kind of wobble. I would say there is a plethora.
Excuse me. Are you the singing bush? That's probably way out of his
shot.
Yeah,
the Invisible Horseman.
Hey, seriously, go watch the Three Amigos, man.
Oh God, that's a movie.
But once we get the hang of it, I think we could have a lot of fun. There's tons of guests that I know we could have.
There's a lot of people
to make it interesting, and you know, we're just kind of having fun with it right now and see what happens. You know, you've done several podcasts. I mean, I'm sure you had a couple of real stinkers.
Let's not name names. We've had some
people. One of those you?
No, we
always had fun on the ones we.
Oh, we always had fun. And I got in trouble with a chick at work one time because we recorded one and we did it live. And I think I went into work like I was a third shifter, so lunch for me was 2:30 in the morning. I went in at like 4:30. I went in last break. I went in like with 2 hours left to go to work. And I remember him saying, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" I said, "The only person that expects me there is the chick I was banging." And I threw her name out there and I said, "But she doesn't really care. It's not a big deal." And I said it like that. Well, she took it as she doesn't matter. And I'm like, that's not what I said.
Oh, she actually listened to it?
She listened to it. She watched it. She goes, she sent me a text. "Hey, are you on your way?" "Yeah." "Cool. We need to talk when you get here." I said, "Okay, cool." Which when a chick tells you we need to talk, that's like.
It means business.
You're being summoned to the general's quarters. You're going to get hung. And. I get there and she just lit me up and down about how this. And I'm like, "Look, you are listening way too much into this shit. When we sit and drink, 99% of it is bullshit and the other 1% is horse shit. Don't listen to any of it." And
well, you just told my listeners something to really grab.
If you're looking to kill time, don't listen to it.
We are totally full.
Here's what I'm saying: if you're looking to kill time, or you need some cover noise for that big shit you're getting ready to take,
listen play to this podcast. Up
loud. Yeah, yeah.
Blare this in the foyer.
Do not listen.
Or blare this.
There you go. Do not listen to us for financial or marriage advice.
Oh no! I'll tell you firsthand. I'm not the guy.
Because all that'll sound like is
Or it'll sound like the mess that my dogs left in the house.
Seven shades of shit. Which is not a John Wayne movie.
Which isn't a...
Are you going to have to do an episode on these seven shades of shit?
Seven shades of shit. No, actually, what I want to do...
Seven shades of shit.
For the next time you're here, Murph, whenever that may be...
I can be here whenever.
If it's ever.
I'm a whole 20 minutes away. You Christmas know if you show. Ever drove that way.
Christmas show.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do the Christmas show. But I'd also like to go through a little
We don't want to see you until the Christmas
show. Cool. See you in a month.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty much going to have my fill of you tonight. So. I'd like to do a little history on the names of knives.
Yeah.
Quit with that. Give me that. Give it to me. No, I already had that.
This guy got this shit knife.
Because it's the only one that cuts in here. I just thought
I'd say that. I got a DPX.
I had that fixed until you screwed with it.
It wasn't fixed. There was hair coming out the side.
Oh, bullshit.
Give well, it's like Todd's ears. It's got hair hanging out.
Do you want to tell good people what we're squeezing? Yeah.
We're squeezing
Murphy's penis.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to say.
Murph's home.
There, that's better.
Thank you for coming to our show, and good night.